This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Alrighty, hour number three of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, we've asked a question before, but if we were to ask it again, and I said, hey, who are two teams that didn't make the playoffs last year that you would most bet to make the playoffs this year? I think most people would be like, oh, it's the San Francisco 49ers and it's the Cincinnati Bengals. So I'm going to take the Niners and the Bengals off the table, and I'm going to change the question. So you can't answer the Cincinnati Bengals. You can't answer the San Francisco 49ers. But who is a team that didn't make the playoffs last year that are not the Bengals or 49ers that you're just curious or you're just fascinated by how we're talking about them at the end of the season? So, Stu, give me one right out of the gate.
All right. My first one will be the Atlanta Falcons. They obviously, a lot of people were high on him going into last year at this time with Kirk Cousins, but now with Cousins gone after an 8-9 season, a disappointing season for them, you bring in Michael Penix. He's the guy. They know he's the guy. There's no question about that. Some talented players like Bijan and Drake London, Kyle Pitts. The NFC South isn't a crazy division. I know the Bucs are very good, but it's not a crazy division that they can at least maybe compete in it. So I think the Falcons are, for me, an interesting team.
Yeah, I look at Atlanta, and I have a major question mark with their coach in Raheem Morris. We also don't know what Michael Penix is going to look like from start to finish. We just saw him at a few games at the end of the season, and he looked fine in the games that he did play. Bijan, you're right, is a stud. Drake London is a really good wide receiver. I still don't think he gets the national credit that he is that he's deserving of. And you look at a guy like Kyle Pitts. I saw today that Michael Penix, you know, one thing he said after one of these training camp practices, yeah, get used to seeing a lot of footballs thrown the way of one Kyle Pitts. So I look at Atlanta. It is a team that I'm curious about. I still like the Bucs better than them in that NFC South, but they are the second team in that division. The Saints are not expected to be good. And the Panthers, yeah, it was nice to see what Bryce Young did last year in the second half of the season, but there's still questions if he can be the guy from start to end and be a franchise quarterback. So the Falcons are a good one. Samter, give me one.
I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers or the Cincinnati Bengals, one or the other. No, I figured that would be funny. I failed. For me...
No, it was funny.
All right.
It was good.
You chuckled.
I laughed. It was just, you know, I've heard the joke now 3 days in a row. You know, you gotta.
Well, you know what? The joke was dead, and then I saw something on Twitter this morning or last night. Something that somebody sent out over.
That I posted the video. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. So whatever was over.
I posted
over
it
is
the
no
next day.
Over.
I thought it was good.
It's back.
I thought it was a funny clip.
Guess who's back? Back again. Anyway.
Don't tell Gresha. I did, by the way. I had one colleague reach out to me about that clip. Do you want to guess who the colleague was? I have not responded to this colleague, but there was a colleague that reached out to me and sent me the tweet that I sent And they had one little comment, but I did not respond to that person because I wanted to stand in solidarity with you, Michael Samter.
Is it a current colleague or a former colleague?
Just a colleague. I'm not going to give you the answers to the test. Just a colleague.
Brandon Tierney.
It is not BT. Have I ever texted with Brandon Tierney?
Andrew Perloff.
Hold on. I did have a chat with BT today about our golf game. Oh, no. I have texted with BT as recent as March 20th. He was staying at a hotel where I actually officiated a wedding at when St. John's was in the NCAA tournament. So, but before that, the last text I got was from BT was from December 20, 2023, when they officially made me the host from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And he goes, "Congrats again, Zach. Time to eat," which I thought was a good BT. If you know BT, he's, you know, BT and Boomer, both of them, they like being like locker room leaders. Now, Boomer, I get it, right? He's a former quarterback. But even Boomer, he was just in here and he left and he saw Botcher. He's like, "All right, great to see you guys." And, you know, that's just Boomer being the quarterback. BT is he's like a baseball captain. That's what I would say. BT's a baseball captain. Boomer is the quarterback around here. You want to take a guess on who? It was not BT and it was not, who was the other guest that you had? Perloff? It was not Perloff. Your microphone's not on. You're just speaking into the microphone. There's
you can't
no
read
can
my
hear.
Lips?
No, no. You would be a good mind, but that's not it. You want to take one more guess?
Bill Ryder.
Okay, I'll give you one more after that. But if not, I will keep that person anonymous. So it's not Bill Ryder.
Let's go Ryan Hickey.
It is not Ryan Hickey.
All right.
Stu, you want to take one guess or this person will be anonymous?
Bart Winkler.
It is not Bart Winkler. Give you one more guess, though. Only Stu. Dun-dun. Dun-dun.
Greg Giannotti.
It is not Greg Giannotti. All right, that person will remain anonymous. But they did text me the video of Samter, and they just wrote, "Stunner." That's what they wrote.
I think I know who it is now.
No more guesses. You could use your imagination.
All right. I'll just, next time I see Pete the Body Bellotti, I'll tell him I say hello.
No, it wasn't Pete the Body Bellotti. Was it? Dun, dun.
It wasn't my manager? Pete the Body, the manager?
All righty. Anyway, you can give me your actual answer.
The first team I'm going to go with is the Jaguars.
Ooh.
It doesn't sound all that sexy, but...
No, but it is.
Liam Cohen is going to be super interesting. Trevor Lawrence signed a big deal, but so many questions. Travis Hunter is going to be so fascinating to watch. Brian Thomas Jr. is a budding superstar. Mm-hmm. They've got running backs up the wazoo over there in Jacksonville also. I just think the Jaguars are going to be super fascinating to see. Plus, I think they have like back-to-back games in Europe, in London this year also. There's just a lot of different like national games that you don't expect them to have. The Jaguars are going to be interesting. And in that division, I mean, listen, the Texans are the best team, but like if they won the division, I wouldn't be shocked.
Can I just ask you this?
Sure.
Because I think the answer is a great one. Is there any singular player that's more interesting this season in the NFL than Travis Hunter? I feel that way just because I can't wait to see how he's used, if he could stay healthy, and if he could dominate individually both ways like what he did at Colorado in the NFL, because that's such a divisive topic. There's people, like we had Bobby Okereke and Kayvon Thibodeau, both on the same team, same defense. One said, "Yeah, I think the guy go and play both ways." The other was like, "No way, not in the NFL. No, you can't play that amount of plays." And I'm just so, I don't think there's a singular player in the NFL that I'm more intrigued about this year than Travis Hunter. Could you even give me a
Shador, Caleb Williams?
But here's the thing. Is Shador going to play? I don't even know if Shador is going to play. I would think he's eventually on the field at some point, but I can't sit here and guarantee on that. And there's like other quarterbacks that you're intrigued by. Like you say Caleb Williams, but isn't there, I could argue there's more intrigue by Ben Johnson than Caleb Williams. So
do we go Aaron Rodgers?
No,
not really.
But I saw that on, I think this was a real tweet. I don't think it was a fake news tweet. First pass as a Steeler in training camp, intercepted.
Almost as good as Jackson Dart's first pass was in 11-on-11, was a pick six.
Oh, I saw one throw of Jackson Dart. He was throwing the ball away. And there was like, there was no one in the area, but it was a very weak throwaway. Come on. It's training camp, though. Anyone sitting there and writing the stats of training camp. Nerd alert.
It matters.
All righty. My first team, it's actually your team, Stu, the Raiders. I don't think the Raiders, right, are going to probably finish. They're probably going to finish last in that division. But they can still be respectable. Geno Smith is solid. Ashton Jeanty, I can't wait to see what he's going to do in the NFL. You have maybe the best tight end in the league in Brock Bowers after one season. And on defense, you got Max Crosby. What's the latest on Christian Wilkins?
Yeah, he is on the PUP.
Got injured again, right?
Yeah, I think he re-injured the broken foot from last year. So it's not a great start to the training camp that he's already hurt.
Is he on the Albert Haynesworth plan?
He might be. Yeah. He really might be, honestly.
So I just look at the Raiders. There's so much working against them because they play in a division where it's Kansas City. Denver has their act together now. The Chargers somewhat have their act together now. And I just look at the Raiders. I go, they got some pieces. Geno Smith is reliable. He's solid. He's serviceable. Ashton Jeanty could be a star. Brock Bowers is a star. There's a lot of holes still on that team. But I'm just curious with now having Pete Carroll there, and how much they're going to use Jeanty and him being familiar with Geno Smith, can this team still have a good season even though they're last place? What do you expect as a win total for the Raiders this year?
Like 7. I think around 7 wins. The schedule's pretty tough, but I think around 7 would
be. Yeah, I haven't really peeked at their schedule, but if you tell me the Raiders are 8-9, I could see that this year. But that division's brutal. Really brutal.
Tough division, yeah.
If they go 2-4 in that division, I think you're happy, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me your next team.
My team is another team with the new head coach, and that is your Patriots with Mike Vrabel now in charge. I know they went 4-13 last year, but you bring in Vrabel. Obviously, he's a difference maker as head coach. Year number 2 with Drake May. They had a great offseason. They brought in a lot of guys like Milton Williams, my guy Spillane at linebacker.
Used to be the future face of the franchise of the Raiders.
I know. He was. I was upset to lose him, but you know, you improve the defense and you bring in Diggs. But I think it's mostly May and Vrabel in that division and what they can do. If they can maybe finish 2nd.
We gotta think of something, by the way, because a caller called in and he wanted me to be like a Giant fan if the Patriots lost to the Raiders, and it just made no sense, so I didn't take the bet. We gotta put something on the line here, Stu, with our week 1 matchup.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's a very even game, if I'm just being honest.
I think so, yeah.
It's a coin flip game. Yeah. The Patriots, I believe, are home.
They're home, which I think the Raiders never travel well, but you're right.
In terms of the teams themselves. So if you want to say it's like 55% then advantage to the Patriots, but I still think it's rather a coin flip. So we will workshop some things there. Samter, who's your next team?
I am going to go. I was thinking about the Carolina Panthers because of Bryce Young, but there's just not a lot of other intrigue outside of him. I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns. I think the Browns are pretty easy to me. If you think about Shedeur Sanders, you think about Myles Garrett and his contract, you think about Dylan Gabriel, you think about Stefanski being on the hot seat, even though he's had 2 coach of the years.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really interesting things just from the quarterback position that I find to be fascinating. And the Myles Garrett stuff, I want out. I want more money. It's not about the money. It's about the money. I want to win. I don't care what right? So now there's all these questions there.
I give him credit. I respect his game. I don't like the end result, but he played us all at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then listen, none of us think that Deshaun Watson will ever play again for the Browns.
No, he won't.
But he's on the roster. He's there, right? So there's always the chance that Deshaun Watson makes it back to the field, or at least is like in the QB room.
And you know what he'll be?
What?
A bum. That guy's a bum. He's a bum at this stage of his career. Hey, he really is. But you're right. You know what? It's almost like watching. It's like me with reality television. A lot of people go to me, Zach, why do you watch that garbage TV? Because it's fun to watch garbage. And the Browns have a lot of garbage this year. But yeah, that Shedeur story, if Shedeur walks in and plays like well in 2 straight games, oh boy, I'll tell you this. We may go through another network name change. We went from CBS Sports Radio, Infinity Sports, it may be called the Shedeur Sanders Network. SSN used to be social security number, would be the Shedeur Sanders Network.
Do the Shedeur. I mean, you said before, Travis Hunter might be the most intriguing person in the entire NFL. I think Shedeur is right there.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
If he plays, if he starts.
I just don't know when he's... Once he plays, you're right. It's Shador, 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 Shador. But just seeing how effective Hunter can, we know he's going to play and how it's going to look. That's why I said I think he's the most intriguing person in the NFL this year. My final one, it's the Bears.
The Bears.
Ben Johnson, talking a big game. Caleb Williams was supposed to be all that. Got outplayed, obviously, last year by Jaden Daniels. If this team revamped the offensive line, there's no more Eberflus there. This is a football team. I'm not saying they're a lock to make the playoffs because obviously the NFC is tough, but they should be a team that's competing for a postseason spot. And there's no more excuses here. Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams have to be a successful 1-2 punch. So I'm curious if we're talking about the Bears at the end of the season. I think Chris Titone, by the way, is a Miami Dolphins fan. So maybe we'll get his thoughts on the Dolphins. He's also Adam Sandler's brother-in-law. He's also an actor and a writer. And he's going to be in Happy Gilmore 2, which will be streaming on Netflix starting tomorrow. We'll talk to Chris Titone next when the Zach Gelb Show continues after these short messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The waiting is over. Tomorrow, Happy Gilmore 2 will be streaming on Netflix. Chris Titone is an actor. He is a writer. And he's also Adam Sandler's brother-in-law. And he's kind enough to join us right now. Chris, appreciate it. How are you?
What's up, Zach? How are you? I'm so happy to be here, man.
Well, first off, so I sometimes get fooled by this stuff. So I'm looking at your background right now. I was the idiot when Zoom first like really started to become a thing. Someone had a very fancy schmancy piano background, and I thought it was an actual background, but then it was just, you know, done behind the screen and you know, AI generated all that stuff. Is this your actual, is this a background or is this real life for you?
No, this is real life, man. This is what it is. This is not a background. You could see the ring light in the reflection.
Oh, yeah. That is a good point. So I don't think I'm getting fooled and played here. Obviously, everyone's excited for Happy Gilmore 2 to come out. We're all kind of waiting and anticipating what it's going to be. But take me back to when the OG did come out. Where were you in life and what do you remember about it back in 1996?
So, dude, I'm excited. Everyone's excited. I'm excited. I was 13 when the first one came out. So to be in the second one is like mind blowing, you know?
Yeah, so your story is just like nuts here, right? And right, you're an actor, you're a writer, and you're Adam Sandler's brother-in-law. Like, that's how we have to introduce you. So when your sister, I guess, started dating Adam Sandler, just, you know, what was that like in the family?
Well, I mean, they started dating 30 years ago, so I was 14.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no one really, I mean, he was well-known, of course, but not like he is now. He was the guy on SNL. He was more of a Andy Samberg type.
So you're basically, right, you're a fan of the movie, and then your sister is dating Adam and eventually gets married to now be in this now. You almost just got to pinch yourself. Like how did it, obviously, right, you're in the business, you know Adam, so it's easy to get in the movie, but how did that all go about how you're in this one?
Well, this one, you know, Adam and Tim Hurley, his best friend, who he writes every movie with, you know, they wanted to make sure it was as good or better than the first one. They wrote the first one together. So I was lucky to be in it at all. He just texted me and said, hey, I got a role for you. And I'm so happy because all those little, like, 3 or 4 line roles went to celebrities, went to Travis Kelce's or the Bad Bunnies or the M&M's or John Daly has a big role. So I'm really excited to be in it at all.
Now, I was told he beats you up in this one. Is that correct?
Yeah, I get beat up. Dude, so I'm already excited to like be in the movie, but Happy Gilmore beats me up, dude. Like 2 minutes in. 2 minutes in, by the way. So I have a wig on that's like a Theo Von wig.
Yeah.
And I have my, you know, I have my muscles out, I have my arms out. And you'll see the movie, but 2 minutes in, Adam really beats me up, dude. I get beat up by Happy Gilmore.
And so are you like Bob Barker? Is that how this works now?
Well, that's on a golf course. I don't want to ruin the movie. It's out tomorrow. Check it out. But within the first like 3 minutes, I'd say I'm beat up.
Gotcha. So here's the other thing. We're all trying to envision how this is going to be. I don't know if you give me insight on this or not and what you could say as you have Happy Gilmore 2 streaming on Netflix tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like how similar is it to the first one? Obviously, you have all these celebrities that are involved in it. You know, is it basically there's a lot of similarities from the first one, or does this go a completely different direction?
Yeah, no, I think it goes in the same direction as well as different directions. He was really careful with this script. You know, the first one was a perfect movie, man. And
yeah,
it's so hard to make a sequel to that. We've seen him go wrong in the past. So this go around, essentially all those cool characters that were in the movie, it's been 30 years. They're all gone now, but their kids,
sure,
their either son or daughter has, you know, is still there. And celebrities wanted those roles. So it's like all celebrities and so many cameos.
What is your favorite Sandler movie?
Man, that's hard to... Happy Gilmore 2.
That's a good cop-out answer right there. Mine is Waterboy, by the way. That's my favorite.
Is it Waterboy?
Yeah.
Listen, man, I hope they make a Waterboy sequel.
Well, here's the thing. I'm actually kind of annoyed at Adam these days, if I'm being honest.
No, why?
I don't know if he knows we're beefing, but we are beefing. So he was.
He knows. He knows more than you do.
So yeah, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he does. But so when I was in high school, you know, he was very kind enough to do 2 interviews with me down on Radio Row, and
that's great.
We had this exchange. I've seen him since then. I was out on Long Island, and I'm getting ready for a buddy's wedding. And the night before, dinner's at a steakhouse out there. And someone goes, Adam Sandler's here. And I'm like, get lost. Like, I had a few drinks. And they go, no, he's in a collared T-shirt and gym shorts. I go, okay, that's definitely got to be Adam Sandler. And I walked up to him, and I told him who I was again. And, like, he remembered the whole interaction. And, you know, we took a picture together and all that stuff. But we had this interaction when I was in high school when he did that movie with Rex Ryan, you know, being a Patriots fan and a lawyer and all that stuff. And this was this interaction. I'll play it for you.
Adam, give us 2 seconds.
No,
what's up? Go ahead, tell me what.
Adam Sandler now joining us. You know, Rex Ryan in your movie this time. Why not me? I'm a Patriot fan.
You can be the next one, but you're a handsome kid. You don't need me. You do your own
thing. Thank you so much. Real quick, you're in your Bobby Boucher imitation right now.
Yeah.
I want to hear it right now. Prediction on this upcoming game this coming Sunday.
Mama, don't let me watch your foosball.
Catch it on the ESPN next time. Thanks so much. Adam Sandler right there.
That's a great interaction, dude.
So there we go. Quick moment. You're at the Super Bowl. It's all this moving and grooving. That's My Boy was coming on out. He's guaranteeing me a role in the film one day. You know, maybe I'm no longer a cute kid anymore. That's why I'm not getting in. But, you know, you got to set us up where I get in one of these movies. Like, enough of Dan Patrick and Rich Eisen now. You got to get some new blood in there in these movies.
Dude, welcome to the club. We're all trying to get more lines in Adam's movies. Trust me.
I don't need a line. Just have me standing there. You know, I'll be the stunt double. You know, I don't look as good as you, but I'll get the crap kicked out of me for this movie.
I'll tell you what. I wrote Kevin James's last movie. Okay.
Yeah.
And I had a little bit of casting power. Not a lot, but a little bit. I wrote a new movie called 80K to Blow. If we're casting that, I'll bring you in to read. Okay.
100%. I'm in. Just let's see
where
it goes. Give me the opportunity. Was the Kevin James movie was that the one where he was Sean Payton, right?
Yeah. That one. I wrote that one.
Yeah, I remember you doing interviews around the Super Bowl about that. You know, I know that you're no longer married to Sean's daughter, but like, was that bizarre for you having to write that kind of movie about Sean? Just wondering.
No, that was a good time, man. I wrote it during COVID, so it was like something to do, you know? It like kept me from eating sandwiches.
Yeah, you know, we all needed a distraction like that. You're a Dolphins fan, is that correct?
I mean, I'm from Miami, but so yeah, I guess Dolphins Marlins, right?
Yeah, well, are you optimistic about the Dolphins this year or not really so much?
Dude, I don't really watch football because I'm making Happy Gilmore 2, but do they still have Tua?
Yeah, they still do have Tua. They still got Tyreek Hill, but Tyreek Hill's been a royal pain in the ass, if I'm just being
honest. I think
we just
put Marino back in. What do you think?
You know what? I saw Dan Marino at the Super Bowl do a live read. I don't know how he would read a defense anymore these days.
I say put number 13 back in. He hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. I think it's his time.
Yeah. Before we let you run, what was the whole I know you're in New York City a few days ago. What was the premiere like for this?
Dude, the premiere was so cool. My feet were behind Bad Bunny. If you look at my Instagram, I just took a shot of the screen and I realized, oh my God, there's Bad Bunny in it. He was directly in front of me. He was really nice, by the way.
Yeah, and then one more that I'll ask you. Happy Gilmore 2, obviously streaming on Netflix, coming out tomorrow. So everyone just says, oh, it's Chris Titone. He's Adam Sandler's brother-in-law. You write a lot, right? You act. You know, if you had to separate Adam for your life, you know, tell people what you've been up to and all that great stuff.
Well, I have a Subway ad out right now, and I have a Snickers ad coming out when the NFL starts. It's like an NFL Snickers ad. And I just wrote a new script, 80K to Blow, that I just sold, and we're going to shoot that. That'll be out in maybe like a year and a half.
Well, Chris, hey, we appreciate it. Thanks. So, are you good at basketball like Adam is? Just wondering or no?
No. Dude, he plays an hour a day every day for the last 40 years. He's good.
Yeah. I had a friend that lived out in LA and he'd run into him all the time and they would play pickup games and he's like, Sandler can actually ball. Like he is impressive.
Think about like, what do you do an hour a day, every day, radio? You're really good at that, right?
I think so. Some people don't, but.
Well, I do. No, he's really good. Also, people are afraid to like foul him and he's not at all afraid of fouling.
Well, I would use my stardom to help me on the basketball court. You know, if people are afraid of me, that's not their problem. Go break the opposition's ankles and all that.
Yeah. A lot of dudes use like a treadmill for an hour every day. He uses a basketball court.
Yeah, I'm an elliptical guy for an hour a day. You know, people
you
do
go.
Say my calves look pretty damn good these days. Chris Titone, happy Gilmore 2 coming out tomorrow. We're going to be very excited to tune on in on Netflix. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Chris Titone joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Adam Sandler's brother-in-law, an actor, and also a writer. And I can't wait how this is going to look. Like, whenever you get a sequel, whenever you get a part two, you never know how it's going to go, especially when it was so great the first time. And I think that it's going to be good because of the nostalgia of it. Like, if someone didn't really grow up in the Happy Gilmore era, like if you have a 10-year-old or 11-year-old or 12 or 13-year-old right now, like, I don't know how they're going to react to it. I don't know if they're going to find it funny. But for me, since, like, this was such a major movie, right, Happy Gilmore, and it's something that I've watched countless of times, I just wonder when I tune in, whether it's tomorrow or some point over the weekend, how I'm going to react to it. Samter, were you a big fan of the original? I guess now we have to call it the OG Happy Gilmore.
I mean, yes, Happy Gilmore, I would say, is in my top six all-time funniest movies.
Is it your favorite Sandler movie?
Billy Madison.
Okay.
Billy Madison has a special place in my heart.
Yeah. Billy Madison's a great, great movie.
So hot. Want to touch the hiney. Oh.
That's a good job. Maybe you should read some lines for some of those future movies as well.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Are you excited for Happy Gilmore?
Yes. I'm cautiously excited. I think that if you do it the right way, it can be great. Not just because of the nostalgia, but because he's actually a really deep, unique character that Sandler can really build off of. But I'm also a little bit skeptical because Sandler kind of like, he's done 7 or 8 crappy Netflix movies that he just kind of throws out there that aren't
that
good.
Is his brother-in-law off the line?
Yeah. No, like the ones that he's done for Netflix, like many of them haven't been good, but Sandler, like, but then he's also done great movies like Uncut Gems, where, you know, he could have won an award for that. Like, Sandler, when he wants to be...
The basketball movie was good,
yeah,
too.
Hustle, right? When he wants... He's a great actor. Funny People was a good movie. Click. You think it's going to be a funny movie? No, it was, like, super powerful and emotional. Spanglish was another good movie. So he has so many different sides to him that when you put it all together, he's hilarious, but he's also deep, and he's smart, and he's layered. I worry that Happy Gilmore will just be a money grab, but I'm hopeful
and a lot of celebrities.
That it's gonna, there's just going to be cameos and money grabs, just kind of like what Hollywood has become with sequels, not a Sandler thing, just in general. Mm-hmm. But I'm also very hopeful that Sandler is going to build off the character, make him really layered, interesting, you know, and all these different sides of him that we didn't get to see in the first movie that was just so goofy. So I think it's going to be fun as long as it's not just, you know, I don't know, just playing to the audience.
I'm also curious, one of our most popular guests ever was Paige Spiranek. She was at the premiere. I don't know if she's in...
She's in it. She was in one of the trailers.
She is in the movie.
She's in the movie. She's in one of the trailers.
Because she kind of teased us at the Super Bowl if she was actually in it or not when I did press her to try to get the answers on that.
Just from a small snippet that I saw from the trailer or from a commercial or something...
She's got to be running with the beer in the Happy Place when they remake that, right?
It's something like she's at Top Golf and Happy's at Top Golf or something, and he like breaks the screen or something.
That's a missed opportunity, if I'm just being honest.
Well, I'm not saying that's the only role.
You
got to
have her running with the beer,
well.
Happy. This is your Happy Place. She's perfect for that. Calm down. Calm down. Stu, did you love Happy Gilmore?
I did. It's one of the few sports movies that I have seen and liked, yes.
It's weird. Do we call that a sports? I guess it is
a
sports.
It's golf, right? What do you mean is it a sports movie?
No, but like when I think of a sports movie, I think of like Miracle. I think of Remember the Titans. I don't think of a comedy. I don't.
Yeah, you don't think Major League is a sports movie?
Yeah, I guess you're right. That is fair. Angels in the Outfield?
Waterboy is not a sports movie?
Yeah, I guess so. Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Are you excited for this to come out tomorrow?
Yes, I will watch it. I'll watch it this weekend.
Is that a big like Friday night, Saturday night plan? You and Angie, you know, sit around, pizzas, whatever you guys do in the weekend? Whatever people think you do in the weekend?
Yeah, it's usually either Mets, Yankees, or murder documentaries, but we'll fit in. We'll fit in.
What a range.
I know, it really is.
Babe, we're either going to watch the Mets or the Yankees.
Yeah.
We're then going to watch a murder doc
or
Happy Gilmore 2. Kind of sounds like Manny Rodriguez a little bit. He watched the Yankees, and then there's a murder scene probably in the house. Oh, my God, Manny. Just going off this morning about the Yankees. Oh, yeah. He's a miserable sports fan. But when his teams aren't doing well, I worry about his mental health. I really do worry about his mental health. He's got to meet someone like Paige Spiranek. That's what I'm going to say.
Don't we all?
You're married.
I think that would give me a hall pass. I think Paige Spiranek would be a hall pass.
Can you just do a little Zach Gelb show homework assignment?
Ask the wife?
Yes. And I'm off tomorrow, so report back on Monday. Hey, do I get a hall pass, honey? And just hopefully you don't get killed there. If I did, would you let me get a hall pass for Paige Spiranek? Just wondering.
I will say this. I've always found her to be... obviously very pretty.
Yeah.
Seeing her in person, holy cow.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
There are people that you see on video or on social media, and then you see them in person, that you're like, eh.
It was actually weird.
It was more attractive than I imagined.
It was weird to be around her in person. I thought it was a great conversation, But the amount of people, like the creeps that were just staring with their tongues hanging out of their mouth as we were interviewing her and basically panting like a dog, I just thought was a little bit weird.
People were giving me a hard time. I take pictures of all of our guests on site, and I'm taking pictures, and people are like, oh, there's Creepy Santa taking like creepy pictures of Paige Peranik. I'm like, no, this is my job.
I understand why you would want to take a picture of my backside, so I understand why you stood behind me to take a picture of my backside. That was definitely for me, I would imagine.
You know, those chairs have backs to them. You can't see a backside anyway. What am I looking at, the back of a chair?
My backside is real and spectacular, as they would say. It is the Zach Gelb Show. On the Infinity Sports Network. Update time. Here's Zach. Alrighty, wrapping up shop for the week on a Thursday, because it is the summer, and I don't usually work a lot of Fridays in the summer, if I'm just being honest with everybody. Let's get to Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley was talking at Big Ten Media Days. So bizarre, so to say that USC's in the Big Ten. But he was discussing Pete Carroll, and it came up on if Pete Carroll should be a college football Hall of Famer.
I also would like to really advocate for the candidacy of Pete Carroll into the College Football Hall of Fame. I know he's one year short on the requirement, but hard to imagine a guy that's had an impact like Coach Carroll had on college football, and it's a little difficult for me, and I think a lot of my colleagues, to imagine a Hall of Fame that exists without him and his impact. And I don't come to you as the head coach at USC just solely for that reason, but just as a fan of college football and somebody that watched Coach Carroll's teams and watched the way that he interacted with his players, the way that he impacted our sport.
Did you guys know that you had to have a minimum of 10 years as a head coach to get into the College Football Hall of Fame? I remember with Mike Leach, who obviously is no longer with us, they changed for him. It was a winning percentage,
the win percentage requirement.
But Pete Carroll's at USC for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 seasons. You need to be there at 10 seasons. You have to be a minimum of a head coach at 10 seasons. Isn't that a stupid rule? Now, I understand when you think of Hall of Fame, you would think, okay, the coach could, you know, should easily, if you're going to be a Hall of Fame coach, easily be past a decade of coaching anyway. But after that first year at USC, Pete Carroll went on a legendary run. And I understand that it was also marinated in controversy and all that stuff. But this is a guy that was 97-19. 97-19 at USC. So, and with the championships that he won, like, how does this guy not be a College Football Hall of Famer? Those USC teams were iconic, and you give Reggie Bush's Heisman back. That, like, USC was a vibe when I was growing up. You had Pete Carroll, you had Reggie Bush, you had Matt Leinart, all those linebackers that they had as well. Who was the Malaga?
Ray Maliuga.
Yeah, Ray Maliuga.
Brian Cushing.
Mm-hmm.
They had Taylor Mays at safety, who was really good.
Lofa Tatupu.
Oh, Tatupu, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, think about some of the players that they had at the linebacking position. A lot of those linebackers did. I don't want to be Jeff T, but they did look like they were all roided. Roided up. Well, Cushing was, but the cheating with me never, when it comes to the Hall of Fame, your stats are the stats. Your numbers are the numbers. Now, tell the story. You could look at that and be like, oh, this guy cheated, that guy cheated, all that stuff. I think Barry Bonds should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I think Roger Clemens should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And obviously, Pete Carroll, I think he should be in the College Football Hall of Fame. And quite frankly, Pete Carroll should be in the College Football Hall of Fame. And he'll eventually get in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as well. So let me ask you this, Samter. They changed the rule, right, for the win percentage after Mike Leach tragically passed away. Do you think they'll change the rule for Pete Carroll? And I guess there has to be some people that are at least entertaining this conversation, because it seems as if Lincoln Riley just kind of brought it up out of nowhere at Big Ten Media Days. And I know Lincoln Riley's trying to cater a few favors from the USC fans right now. So maybe you suck up to the fans a little, but they don't call for your job. I don't really think that really applies here that much. But there has to be some noise for this actually to be a topic at Big Ten Media Days.
So this was part of his like opening statement. I don't even think that he was like asked a
before
question
even
about
a question.
He was talking about
brought
another
up his
guy.
Own,
yeah, he was talking about someone else who was elected to the Hall of Fame, and he was like, you know, great job for everyone getting him in. On that note, I think that I'm here to also advocate for Pete Carroll. So he kind of brought it up unsolicited, maybe to kind of get that ball rolling and start that conversation.
I would say, Coach, I think you got some bigger fish to fry at USC these days.
Hey, you know what? The best way to get all the heat off of you, aside from winning, is to have other people talking about someone else.
So I think that's a July storyline. Come September and October, if USC is still kind of Booty, and they had a quarterback or two with the last name Booty, I would assume that just because you were sucking up to the USC fans to try to talk about Pete Carroll, it's not going to help you that much. Do you think he should be a Hall of Famer in college?
Yes, but I don't think they'll change the rule for him.
I don't either. It's
more controversial. There was controversy around him. They would get him in if he was eligible, but Mike Leach was like this beloved game changer of a guy.
And tragically like passed away too.
Correct.
But I think to me, it should just be voted on. This criteria, I understand sometimes you need, like, it's beneficial to get some rules, but this guy had a great, all-time great coaching career at USC. And just because he didn't stick around for another year, we know that he fled, that means he shouldn't get into the Hall of Fame. I think it's kind of nasty to me. Do you think he'll be a Pro Football Hall of Famer? Two Super Bowl appearances as a head coach, won a championship. You know, there's some great, like, look how long it took Tom Flores to get into the Hall of Fame. I don't think Mike Holmgren is in yet, which that to me is kind of surprising. So do you think that now we'll get Pete Carroll in the Pro Football Hall of Fame whenever he walks away from the game?
100%. That's a guarantee. And he's certainly deserving in the college football, but there's just, like you said, there's some roadblocks. But NFL, absolutely, he deserves to be in.
Stu, your coach with the Raiders, you think he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer?
I think he is, yeah. I mean, I think the track record was there with Seattle, had the one Super Bowl victory and got them. They were kind of a contender for a bunch of years there, so I think he is.
Yeah. So he got the back-to-back Super Bowls. Obviously, they gagged the game away up against the Patriots. Hate to see that. But in Seattle, he was a 137-89-1 with two Super Bowl appearances and a Super Bowl championship. In New England, I know that's not going to be the highlight of his resume, but he did make the postseason twice. The Jets. Santa, you were a big fan of Pete Carroll when he was the coach of the Jets, right? You probably loved
I loved Pete Carroll. He was our DC for a while, and he was awesome. So I loved Pete Carroll when he was with the Jets.
How about as the head coach?
So when he was the head coach, he didn't do well, but they had nobody on the roster, and I loved him. He was beloved by fans and players. He just didn't win, and that wasn't as much about him as it was about just nobody on the roster.
Hey, Stu, I'll just ask you this. How long do you think Pete Carroll's actually the coach of the Raiders?
I'd say 3 or 4 years.
I think that was a 3-year contract.
I believe it's 3-year contract. So I think he'll do 3 or 4 years, and then he'll try to hand it off to hopefully a coordinator under him that gets groomed into the job.
I think he gets the 3 years. Now he's 73. He turned 74 in September. And Pete Carroll, I know health could change in a second, but he seems like Pete Carroll does not seem as if he's about to turn 74. He is going to be a young 74. I think he gets the 3 years. And then after the 3 years, I think it depends on two things. One, if he still wants to keep on coaching. And two, if you have success. Like, for example, even if it's really bad the first 2 years, I still believe they'll give him the third year. But at the end of 3 years, if it's one good season, two bad seasons, then you have to move on and you have to get younger. But it will be fascinating if, let's say, they go 8-9 this year, then they go 10-7 the year after that, they make the playoffs, and then the year after that, they go five wins, like 5-12. And then Pete says, I still want to keep on coaching. And then after that, then the organization had to say, okay, we got to go somewhere else because you restored us, right? You brought us, you know, two respectable seasons, but now we need the next guy to advance that baton. And I do wonder, I know this is more in kind of the college game, will they groom a coach on the staff to eventually replace him and kind of set up if this Pete Carroll thing is working, somewhat working, to then inevitably take over when Pete Carroll does walk away. So we'll see how that does play on out. All righty, that will do it for another week of the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm off tomorrow. Do we even know who's in tomorrow? You guys have any idea?
That'd be Andy Gresh.
Ah, Mr. Gresh. And then Zach will be back, all right, on Monday, right at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time. It is a short week, actually, for me next week. I am here Monday, Tuesday next week, as I am going to Banff. And then after that, I'll take a Friday off on the... Oh, no, wait. Next week, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm here 4 days. Oh, no, 3 days next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. The week after that, I go to Banff. And I'll only be here Monday, Tuesday. And then after that, I'm here 4 days. And I think after that, another 4 days. And then after that, you got me for a while. All right? You can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of it. We'll get the Spark Notes version of what I just messed up. I was like Pete Carroll at the Jets. A disaster. All right, anyway. I'll talk on Monday, everybody. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.